From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Good morning, guys. Welcome back to It's Me Thinks Live, exclusively on Radio Andy, Channel 102. As always, this is our weekly time to talk to each other with a live Ask Me Anything. I want to answer all your questions right now, so call me 844-305-ANDY, 844-305-2639. Good morning, guys. How are we? I am honestly exhausted, and not because I'm still tired from tour, because I had one of those nights where you have such intense dreams. You feel like you're living in the movie Inception. You know, that is the level of intensity that my dreams were last night. I didn't even take any sleep aids. I didn't even take any drugs or anything. I didn't even have a glass of wine. I just raw dogged my bed, went in, just having a nice after watching. Maybe the reason, oh my God, I've just unlocked it. I watched about 10 hours of Summer House yesterday. Maybe that's why I had weird dreams. I am telling you, these dreams, and we were all over the place. We were doing family stuff. We were thinking about ex-boyfriends. We were thinking about, of course, AI. And I woke up absolutely exhausted. Also, yesterday, LA is kind of, you know, I don't know if anyone lives here, but it doesn't feel always the safest. And yesterday, this really creepy guy came to my house and he was like, oh, you know, buzz the buzzer. And I was like, I shouldn't have answered because he looked creepy. But then I'm always worried if it's like, you know, a package you got to sign for, whatever, whatever. So I buzzed it. My friend was over and he was like, why did you answer that? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, oh, I spoke to some of your neighbors. Can I speak to you? And I was like, oh, sorry, it's not a good time. And then I was on edge the entire time watching I have like tons of security cameras. Then right before I go to bed, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to check them one more time because I love scaring myself. Checking all like 16 security cameras. And I see, who do I see? Not the creepy man, the fucking raccoon. He's in the front of my house now, waltzing across my fucking driveway like he owns the place, having a look around. I'm like, buddy, I already took out the trash. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Please leave us in peace. So I think I honestly answered my own question because that is probably why I had really weird dreams. Then the best part is I wake up this morning, come out. I'm like, have my mug. I'm like talking to my mom on my phone. I always like to take a mug of coffee in the car. I left all my fucking windows open on my car. Like a dumbass. So here I am. Oh, LA's not safe, blah, blah, blah. This dumbass leaves her fucking windows open. So that was my last 12 hours. I also have the most major sushi face, but it was worth it because, you know, when you go to sushi, well, so first of all, there's a sushi spot by my house and it's very competitive. They don't take any reservations. It's very casual. And by the way, I think that LA needs more casual restaurants. If anyone wants, I know the restaurant business is very, very difficult, but I love food. You know, obviously I'm always thinking about food and stuff like that. LA doesn't have a lot of casual restaurants, at least near where I live. It's all just like such a big deal. You have to like get dressed up because you might see like fucking Jennifer Aniston at the table next to you, and it just feels very like high stakes. So there's one casual sushi spot in my neighborhood, and you can probably guess what it is if you live in LA. And it opens at 5:30, and it's very competitive because if you fuck up and you're not in the first group, you can just go fuck yourself. And I really respect them because, you know, they live in a, you know, they're in a town which is all about like, oh, I know a guy, I got a guy, I got a reservation, I'm going to slip this guy a 50, blah, blah, blah. These people don't give a fuck. And I really respect them because they make good food. They always have a busy restaurant. They're like, we're not dealing with it. We open at 5:30. Come as you are. Sorry, it's your problem. Obviously, everyone in LA is so fucking anal about everything, myself included, that people start lining up at like 5. And whenever I take someone to the sushi restaurant, I'm like, please be on time because I don't mind going and wait early at all. But if you fuck up and you're not there at 5:29, we're going to lose our spot because they will only seat you if your whole party is there. Again, I respect the hell out of that. So I tell my friend yesterday, I was like, please, it's my fake boyfriend. I was like, and we kind of have like, he loves to annoy me. And so I'm always like, whenever I ask him to do something, sometimes he like purposefully won't do it to annoy me. And I was like, please, please just arrive on time. I'm going to go wait at 5. And he was like, you're crazy. Like, that's insane. Like, why would you go wait so early? And I was like, because it's insanity and you have to be there on time. I literally was there at 5:02 and I was the first person, which obviously made my Virgo type A ass incredibly happy. And then this group of guys started encroaching on my space, kind of being like, they were like, oh, shoes first. But I was like, then why are you standing so fucking near me? And like, you know, when you make a line and someone kind of stands to the other side of it when clearly the line is going one way, like clearly the line was forming the other way. And these guys came and stood on the other side of me and they were like, we know you're first. And I was like, then stand in the fucking queue. Okay, I'm from England. And one thing about me is I know how to form an orderly queue. Okay. And I was the beginning of this orderly queue. So I'm standing there. I'm fucking sweating bullets. I'm like, where the fuck is my friend? With each moment that passed by, I was like, he's going to ruin everything. And that would be two bad things. That not only would we lose our spot, but it would be the humiliation of the entire line. Because at this point, there's a queue of like 25 people seeing that I hadn't given the proper instructions to my dining mate. He got there 5:28. We got there. So then as a celebration, I was like, we're about to get lit on sushi. Like, let's order everything on the menu. And we did. And it was amazing. But that's why I have sushi face. All right. Enough about the intricacies of my day. I honestly could go on for another half hour. I guess that's why I'm in radio. But let's talk to Carolina. Carolina. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Carolina. I'm so good. It's Carolina. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
I am so great. I can't believe I got on. I know everyone says that. And I was like, I'm not going to say that if I get on.
No, I'm so glad I'm talking to you. I'm so glad we're chatting. What's going on?
So I wanted to get your advice. Obviously, I know the economy is not in a great place right now. And so a lot of companies aren't hiring or aren't promoting or anything. So I was wondering, like, what is your advice on how to deal with burnout in the corporate world right now?
Do you have a corporate job now?
Yes, yeah. I do.
This has been weighing heavy on my heart because I know this is affecting a lot of the people in our community where it just feels like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place because the economy is in a really, really dire state. And also it feels like everyone's job is very shaky. Like, so people who don't like their jobs or people who are burned out don't feel like they have any options because this is kind of it and there isn't a lot of movement. And I've been thinking about everyone who this is affecting a lot. I would say that non-negotiables are super important when you have a corporate job because I think the thing about a corporate job is it feels like, and I think this is by design, and I'm not saying all companies are bad and evil and whatever, although, no, I'm just kidding. It can start to feel like your job is more important than you when you work at a big company because it's like everything is like for the company. And like, you know, if you're not working hard, then, you know, the other person is working hard and it can just feel so important. But the truth is, if you don't like your job that much, and that's okay, and if it's just a way to pay rent and have a life and whatever, then you need to really separate that and say, okay, this is what I have to do. I'm not saying do the bare minimum, but I'm saying do your work and then try to compartmentalize it and go home and make sure you're doing those non-negotiables, whatever they are. Going for a walk, leaving the office by a certain time every day, like that's a non-negotiable, like saying to yourself, all right, look, I really need to leave by 6:30 every day. Like then that's just it. And then you make that promise to yourself and you keep it. Maybe one of your non-negotiables is making sure you go out to dinner one night a week, just so that you get out and you relax and you have some times with friends. Whatever they are, make a long list of them. Not a long list, but you know, have a good couple solid ones and really, really try to stick to them. And look, like sometimes a job is just a job and it sucks and it won't be forever, but it's important to label it so that you don't get super sucked in and think like, oh my God, this is, you know, this is going to be my life forever and whatever, whatever. Like right now, everything's a little bit shitty. And if you don't feel like you have another option, then you have to find a way to make your current job palatable and bearable until there is another opening or you have a little movement to move around.
That's really good advice. I feel like you're like the big sister that I never had since I'm the oldest girl. It's just hard right now because I feel like I'm managing my team right now. And so I feel like I always have to have like such a great attitude and be the leader and always be positive.
Right.
And it's just like really hard and it's like not that exciting or, you know, everything just feels really heavy right now.
Of course.
So I really appreciate all your advice to just, you know, center yourself back into things that you love and that you're really passionate about. I'm a huge reader, so I've been trying to just prioritize that time too and have been going on my rich mom walk.
Yeah.
And that really does bring me back to like a much more balanced place. So I really appreciate all that advice.
Yeah. And remember that like your job is not your life. Like I know it takes up so much amount of our time and that's like a really scary thing, but your life is your own and just start to view your job as like, it's just a thing that you do to make your life possible. And re-managing your team, that's amazing and I'm proud of you, but I also acknowledge that that's a lot of pressure, not only work-wise, but also just emotionally. That's emotionally taxing to have to, because you're clued in. And also women are very, very intuitive and we often have very high EQ and so you're kind of feeling the sentiment of everybody on the team and you're taking that on. So I also want you to really like make sure that you're guarding your own emotional health and journaling and not, you know, taking on the weight of that. And also like, remember, it's kind of like an airplane. Like you got to put on your oxygen mask first before you can help others. If you fill up your cup, if you make sure that you're reading every night for half an hour, going on your walks, having fun on the weekends, whatnot, your team will pick up on that and be like, okay. You know, she is having a life. This isn't great, but she's kind of making her own way about it. They'll follow suit. Like people just want an example. And so the example that you're going to set is like, I'm doing my best, but I'm got to take care of me. And then we're going to sort everything else out.
Ah, that's such good advice. Thank you so much.
I'm really sorry. Things are tough right now. I really hope that they're going to get better soon. And I'm going to think more on this topic because I know it's affecting a lot of people and I want to help better. So I will be thinking about this. Maybe I could put together a podcast when I get some really helpful tips. But I love you. Thank you for calling. And really, really just guard yourself, like guard your non-negotiables and hang in there.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye, babe. That's so tough. I really, really, now that I really, really do want to think more on this because I know that so many people are being affected by layoffs. And I was on the plane coming back and I was like, it struck me that when I, you know, because I met so many of you over the past couple weeks and everyone is very similar personality. Like, I mean, obviously I can't get a total sense when I meet someone for a few minutes, but everyone was so, the common thread is that you are all people who want better for yourselves and better for the world, which is like an amazing common thread to have. And I was like, what if I could create a database of people who are hiring and people who need jobs, like within our community, because everyone is really, really just like a go-getter and like a good person. I have no idea how that would work, but it's just something I'm putting out into the universe in case I can, you know, I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I know I'm not in it. I know that, like, I work for myself, and so I always want to be super respectful when I'm giving advice about corporate jobs. I mean, I did have a corporate job once, but, like, it's not the same as it is now. So I always want to be really respectful with my tips because I don't want people to be like, well, Tinks, you know, sits in her house with her cats and she works from there. So it's all fine and good for her. But I am thinking about everyone affected by this awful economic situation and just the work state in general. So if anyone has any practical ideas of how I can help people, please let me know. Please email us because this is really bad, and I want to be more helpful on this topic. Okay, let's talk to Abby. Hi, Abby. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
Of course. This is so exciting. I've been wanting to talk to you for such a long time.
Amazing. Amazing. What's going on with you?
Okay. So I would like to know your thoughts on how to move forward after ending an engagement that neither of us wanted to end. And I guess, like, not doubting the decision.
Okay. So you mutually ended your engagement. That's a big step. Yeah.
Yep.
When did that happen?
It happened like mid-April, so it's been
pretty recently, you know, though.
Pretty recently, yep.
And so, sorry, you said that neither of you wanted to end it.
No, so there's a lot of backstory to this, and I don't know like how much depth I can go into about it, but basically, it had a lot to do with his religion and him asking me to convert after 2 years of dating without me knowing that, like, this was a big part of his life. And it kind of just felt like an ultimatum when he said it to me. It was like 2 years in. We were so in love talking about moving in together and stuff. And then he dropped this on me that was like, I need this from you. Otherwise, I can't move forward, or there's going to be like really serious consequences. And I was like, I had no idea that this was so important to you. And it just felt like a lot. And I at first agreed to it, and I did try to go through the conversion process. And it just kind of dawned on me during it that, like, it just felt very inauthentic, and it felt very, like, you know, very kind of selfish on his part, I guess, just in terms of never really showing me this part of his life. So I didn't know much about it. I didn't know what kind of role I was going to be taking on as a wife, as a mother to kids with this religion I really had no experience in. And it was like a physical reaction when I told him I could not convert. It was just like a huge relief off of me. Yeah. I was like, I can't do this. And like, I'm so sorry, but I feel like this is going to affect our relationship in the future. So I have to put an end to it now because I'm scared of what this will do in the future, because I've just like been bottling up all of these emotions around it. So it was a lot. So that's kind of some context.
Yeah. I'm really sorry. That's super heavy and that's super intense. I think it was wrong on his part, if this was a deal breaker, so to speak, that he didn't bring it up pretty soon on when you guys were dating. I mean, 2 years it's insane to me that didn't come up.
Totally. Like, it's like telling someone you don't want kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the equivalent that I can compare it to, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's like a once you become exclusive thing. Like, I just, that's so insane. Yeah. And it's also kind of gives me pause, because it's like, if this is such an important part of his life and you were dating for that long, beyond talking about it, like, wouldn't you have seen it? Like, you know, like,
exactly. And that is like, that is why I had such an issue with it. I mean, he claims it was part of his identity, and I'm like, if it was part of your identity, how did I not know? Like, how is this never brought up? It just felt so, it just didn't feel real, you know? And I was like, I feel like I'm doing this for all the wrong reasons. If, you know, I never had the opportunity to come to the decision to do this for myself, you know? It could have been a really beautiful experience and something I would have been very open to. But since it was kind of handed to me on like a do this, or do this because you have to, it would have been different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels inauthentic, because it's like, if something is so important to someone's life, then wouldn't he have been like 6 months in, like, hey, like, you know, I'm going to whatever place of worship. Like, would you like to come with me? Or like, oh, I want to teach you about like this tradition I have in my religion or some my spirituality mm-hmm. that's very important. Like, I just feel like to me, it's one of two things. Either it's not that important to him. It's important to his family. And he kind of thought he could like just like rope you in, not in a nefarious way, but kind of like, oh, I'll deal with it after. And like, if we fall in love, I'll just like say, oh, can you convert? And she'll just do it quickly. Or I forgot my second one, but like, I don't know. It doesn't feel authentic. And you're right. It could have been a super beautiful thing if he'd said 6 months in, listen, this is really important to me. Are you open to it? You probably would have said yes. And then, you know, for the next year or two, he would have talked to you about it, and you would have been like, oh, tell me about that. Take me into here. Let's go try this. And then by the time it was time to get engaged, it would have been like this really, really special thing. So I really think he's at fault. It doesn't make it any easier for you, though. That's what I'm thinking. It's like you still feel probably double betrayed because it's like, you know, it's just such an unsatisfying way for a relationship to end because it could have been different, I think.
Totally. Yeah. He knows he's at fault here. He knows he messed up, and you know, it is what it is at this point. But yeah, no, it definitely does feel like a double betrayal. It's like, well, had I known that this was going to be a deal breaker, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's like, you should have told me this earlier. That's kind of what I keep coming back to. It just rubbed me the wrong way. And I agree. I do think his family has a huge impact on him about this. And, you know, whether or not he admits that, that's up to him.
I mean, I really credit you for being strong. I really credit you for saying this feels inauthentic to me and just doesn't feel right. I really think that was probably the right thing to do, because you would have just for the rest of your life felt like you've been bamboozled into something. And religion and spirituality and traditions and the way that you raise your family, that's not a light thing. That's not something that you're just like, oh yeah, yeah, whatever, I'll do it. Like, I think it is something to be taken seriously, and I'm proud of you for taking it seriously, and I'm proud of you for saying, I don't know if I could do this with my whole heart, because it's a massive thing. So in terms of how you move forward, I think you kind of have to manage it the way you would any broken major relationship, and just be like, this is really difficult and I'm going to be in a funk for a while. But you kind of just have to set your eyes forward. And I know it's like, this is a really big, frustrating reason for a relationship to end, but you have to reach a point where you stop rehashing it, which I know is mm-hmm. tough, but like, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying it's now, because it was a 2-year relationship. I mean, you were going to marry this guy. Like, I'm not saying rush yourself whatsoever. And April is quite recent. I mean, I can't do math, but was that?
It was a 4-year relationship.
Oh, it was a 4-year relationship. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
For 2, and then 2 years ago, I mean, not even 2 years ago, it was like a year and a half ago, he told me that I would have to convert. And then we got engaged in September after I had started the conversion process. And so, yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane.
You, yeah.
That is so outrageous.
I believe in unconditional love, and it felt very conditional.
That is so outrageous, but it's that, but it's also, you were duped. You didn't know. You have to tell people this stuff at least in the first year. Come on.
I know. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with what you're saying about just like moving forward, like any other relationship or ended relationship. And luckily, like, I'm very intuitive and know that this is the right decision for right now. So I have felt like fairly positive through this whole experience, knowing that like at least I stayed true to myself. And I don't know if he can say the same about him, because I do think that he needs to take some time to do some self-reflection and really figure out what's important to him.
Yeah. His reasoning behind not telling you all this, did he at all have an excuse or not really?
Not really. I mean, he kind of said he was scared. He was scared of what I would say.
Yeah.
And I was just like, don't you think it was just going to get worse the longer you waited? And that's exactly what happened. So he just failed to show me anything about it. And he says that he was very disconnected with the religion being in New York. You know, he moved halfway across the world to live in New York. He's like, I don't have any family here. I don't have any friends, which I understand. It's kind of hard to like be with your traditions, I guess, when you don't have family. But I don't actually think that's true. I think if it was really that important to you, you would actively go out and try to celebrate it if it was such a big part of your life or your identity, so he said.
Yeah.
So when he said that, I just, it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. Wow, babe, this is, I mean, that's really, really frustrating. And I think I would just, the trap here is to just keep going over it and over it in your mind, because sometimes when you're right, it's like you go over it even more because you're like, I was right. And all of your friends are like, you were right. And me on the radio is like, you were right. And so it's like, yeah, it's almost like more annoying because you just want to like ram it over and over again in your brain. But you said you're an intuitive person. You'll reach a point where you're just like, I've gone over this enough times in my head. I know I was right. I know this is frustrating. And then you kind of just got to draw a line in the sand and look forward, because there's nothing else to do, right? There's nothing else to do. And you have to just think about, advocate for your future happiness. And anytime you start thinking about it, thank God. I would have been so fucking resentful my entire life. Like, I would have been resentful for my kids. I would have been resentful about like standing there on my wedding day thinking this only happened because I caved and like all that kind of shit. So, you know, I think when you're ready, I'm not saying it's now, just try to look forward and as much as possible stay out of the past. When you're ready, start going on dates again, and just take care of yourself. It's a lot. It's really frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you're totally right about the resentment. That is something that was really heavy on me for, you know, like 2 years after he told me. I was like, I have so much resentment build up, and I'm so scared that this feeling is never going to go away, and it's going to come out in our relationship. It's going to come out in our family, and that's why I had to end things. It just, it wasn't going to end well. So I totally agree with you. And then lastly, I just wanted to say that you single-handedly have helped me through this transitional, like, phase of my life. Like, the last 2 years have been really hard on me, you know, trying to figure out this whole thing. And I really looked up to you, and I really appreciate you. And I feel like you've given me a lot of courage what's right and stuff. So
thank you.
I was waiting for so long to hear your opinion on this. So
I'm really proud of you. And by the way, I think you've probably inspired a lot of people out there. Not that they're in specifically this situation, but people who are in a spot to make a bad decision, but ultimately, or a hard decision rather, but ultimately, like, they're going to now hear you and think, I need to march to the beat of my own drum and listen to that internal voice. So thank you for sharing your story with us, and be strong. Write in a couple months. I want to know how you're doing. And eyes front. I love you. I'm really proud of you. Okay, you did a hard thing.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love.
Thank you so much.
Bye, babe. Oh my gosh, that is so heavy, you guys. I really feel for her. That's really, really difficult. It raises an interesting question, which is like, when should you tell people about those things? I think really early on. I mean, I can't keep shit in my mouth, so right away I always say like the things I need and I want, and I like, you know, I've only had one type of situation like that. My first boyfriend out of college, we were dating for about 9 months, and he was like, I can't marry you because you're not this certain religion. I was fucking devastated, but I'm really glad that he did it then, because I was already in love with him, and it like only would have gotten more intense. And you know what? Everything works out. I think you got to say it, honestly, like in the first 6 months. I think if you're like, if you're exclusive, like, I think you kind of need to, maybe it's like over a certain age, you know, because it's like, if you're 23, who the fuck cares? Although I was 23 and I'm glad he said it then, because it's just like, it would have gotten, you know, harder and harder. But damn. Well, I'm really proud of her. That's super difficult. We are going to take a very quick break, but I want to talk to all of you. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. You want to join the conversation, call me 844-305-ANDY. This is It's Me Tinks Live. I'll be right back. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring forward looks. Okay. I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure and I am ready for open toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. If you guys follow me on social media, you might have caught me using the anti-frizz cream for the first time on one of my lives. What I love about Way's anti-frizz cream is that it's just very lightweight, but it also works. Even on my hair, which is very, very frizzy, I would say 10 out of 10 on the frizz level, this works. I loved it. I tried it on live, and by the time my live was over, my hair had dried and people were commenting like, wait, Tinks, your hair looks good. So another win from Way. What can I say? Their products just really work. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code METINKS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code METINKS. I know what she needs. She just got the fame. I know what she thinks. Give it a little taste, running back to me. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live on Radio Andy, Channel 102. I'm Tinks. This is our weekly time to talk to each other. Yesterday I had a day of hotness. I'm slowly crawling. I do say crawling my way back to looking like a human being after, you know when you just let all that shit go and then all of a sudden you have like a day of appointments. I love the day of appointments. I love it. I don't care. Look, put a pin in the feminism. I don't know what that means about my feminism. Two things can be true at the same time. I like to look hot. I woke up. I worked out. First of all, I'm getting back into working out. I know, scary for everyone, mostly me. I went to the Pilates class in LA. It was good. I'm trying all these new Pilates places. It was good. Struggled through that. Then I cold plunged for 3.5 minutes. Then I got a facial to get all the crap out of my face. Then I got Dysport with Dr. Diamond. I was like, fill her up, baby. Fill her up for summer. I'm just kidding. I do actually speak to him like that. He's the best. He's the homie. I love him so much. And then I got a laser appointment. And I was just like, guys could never. Guys could literally never. They like brush their teeth before they leave the house. And again, that's why I go back to, you better pay for the first fucking 4 or 5 dates because I have to do all this shit. I don't even want to know how much yesterday cost. I would have had a hair appointment too, but they can't do anything to my hair because I look like Cynthia from the Rugrats. And they said if they put any heat on it or do anything to my hair at all, it will all fall out. And I was like, well, my hair already falls out. So that's not very good, is it? I'm up Schitt's Creek right now. But I did enjoy my day of hotness. So just you wait, guys. By the summer, by the actual summer, by July, I'm going to be back to fighting shape again. I'm going to be looking hot again, I hope. Anyway, I just caught my reflection in the camera in the studio. I'm looking pretty scary right now. Okay, let's talk to Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I literally stepped out of work because I was like, I need James.
I love
today.
It.
I need her advice.
I love it. Tell me.
Yes. Okay. So kind of similar to the girl that called last week asking if she should DM her coworker,
yeah.
Except I'm pretty sure I want to DM this guy unless you have like a hard objection, of course.
Okay, tell me.
But I know you say don't overthink it, but at this point I'm overthinking it and I'm like, I just need advice. So I met a cutie at Trader Joe's probably like 2 months ago at this point.
Okay.
I caught him like staring at me and locked eyes and it was so hot and dreamy. I know we ended up talking because I like panicked. I didn't like be direct. I just basically like picked up the randomest item and was like, what do you think about this? Because he ended up standing right next to me when I was shopping.
You're like, I love zucchini. How about you?
I know. Literally. Super awkward. But anyway. I come back like a week or two later, he remembered exactly what I got and like was asking me about it. And we chit chatted. And I've seen him a couple times, since then and like, again, checking me out, whatever. But, it's been like a couple weeks at this point and I haven't seen him and I'm crazy. So I found him on Instagram
because
of like what
it.
We had talked about. And followed him. He followed me back like within a few like hours.
Oh my God. You're in. He followed you back. You're in. DM him right now. Like literally DM him right now.
I just don't want to be creepy. Like, do I acknowledge that like I found his Instagram? Not like found his Instagram, but you know what I mean? I'm like, do I acknowledge the Trader Joe's? Do I like say something about, I don't know. I just don't know what to say.
are you like a jokey? I mean, I feel like you are. You're kind of like a jokey person.
Yeah.
Like I feel super, like you can just write a joke. You can just make a joke. Wait, so he works there, right?
Yes. And that's my friends are all like, yes, DM him. Like, but since I haven't seen him, they're like, maybe he doesn't work there anymore. Like, I don't know.
But it's also doesn't matter. Like, if I personally were you, I'd probably be like, because you already have this rapport with him. I'd do something like, I'm going to have to like, this is wrong. Let me just, bad ideas first. But I would say something like, let's workshop it. It's something like, I'm going to have to email corporate because like my favorite checkout person hasn't been in the store lately or something like that. Like who fucking cares?
I love that.
Because otherwise your route is like, hey, do you want to go for a drink sometime? And based on your meet cute, that sounds too serious in my opinion, you know?
No, I agree. My friend was saying that, who's also like your biggest fan side note, but he was like, no, thanks to say, just like get a drink. I'm like, I've like thought about saying that, but it just isn't sitting right. So I definitely like the more jokey approach
because,
like what you're saying.
Because you have the established rapport, I think that it's like now it would be better to be like, or you could do something like, I need to hey, like, I need to get a drink with you so we can discuss, like, the new checkout person. Like, they're just not, like, ringing up my like, my cauliflower ravioli, like, the same as you or something like that. You've got to put a little joke in there. And then it's, like, just, yeah. You know, then in case he doesn't work there anymore, it's fine. You know, you've got to just joke it. But if he followed you back, girl, you're good. Do it. Oh my God. I'm so excited for you. This is like you are literally living everyone's dream. Like, to meet someone at Trader Joe's is literally the meet cute of everyone's dream.
I know. And I was like gaslighting myself. Like, everyone at Trader Joe's is nice. I'm like, no, I really think he likes me. Like, I really.
No, he followed you back. Like, you're good. You're good, girl. Do it.
Okay.
I'm excited. Oh my God. Please email or DM me and let me know how it goes.
I actually DM'd you last night and was like, I need DM help, but I know you get so many, so I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Oh, good.
And
I'm glad you got through. Okay, please do. Please do. Oh, my God. Exciting. Right. See, so, you guys, summer of the shift, summer of outside starts now. Oh, my God. I love this. Okay. Good luck. We love you. Oh my God, what a cutie. So this is a good opportunity to tell you guys. So basically at Coachella, I saw this guy who's like, you guys are always like, what's your type? What's your type? Physically, it's very hard to describe my type, but if I see a guy who is my type, all of my friends are like, oh, he's so for tinks, like so for tinks. It's very hard to describe. I'm not even gonna try. So I see this guy at Coachella and I was like pretty drunk. And so my friend went up to him and like tried to talk to him, and he was like, kind of was like, go away. But it was a guy friend, so maybe that's why. And I just said to my friends, I was like, if I am supposed to see this guy again, I will see him. And I just had a weird feeling that I would. Okay, cut to like 2 weeks ago, my friend, my guy friend, he's honestly the best guy friend ever. It's my fake boyfriend. He was like, isn't this the guy that you saw at Coachella that you're obsessed with? And he saw him in the back of a Instagram story. So I quickly screenshotted and I was like, oh my God, that's him. But he wasn't tagged, like looked all around, like couldn't find his tag, like da da da, whatever, whatever. Then I'm in New York last week, and I was with my friend, Kirstie, who knows literally everyone. She literally knows every person, and I was at a party with her, and every person who walked in, she was like, oh, yeah, that's that person, da da da. And I was like, maybe she'll know. So as a joke, the next day I texted her, and I was like, I have a crazy thing for you. Like, do you know who that guy is? It's like a fuzzy picture of the side of his face. Any guy listening to this is like, girls are fucking insane. And yes, we are, so don't cross us. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know him. That's blah, blah. And I was like, shut the fuck up. So now I have this guy's Instagram. He's even hotter than I thought he was. I'm like so goo goo gaga. That's probably why I'm in a good mood, because I have a crush again, you guys. Like a real genuine crush. Like an actual goo goo gaga crush. And he's at the top of my crush list. And I'm just like, I'm literally like gagged to be back on the East Coast so I can like figure it out. But I don't know, because I can tell, like I did a deep Instagram analysis. I love being crazy, don't you? I did a deep Instagram analysis and I can tell what type of guy he is. And he's the type of guy who kind of like takes himself a little bit seriously, even though he's like not a serious person. You know, who guys like that who are, you know, they're not like, he doesn't have like a office job or a corporate job, but he takes himself like as serious as like a banker or something with the job that he does. I'm not going to say what it is, although I only date 3 jobs, so I'm sure you can guess which one it is. So I don't know what the move is. And I was like plotting with my fake boyfriend last night. I was like, do you think I should DM him? Or do you think I should wait to see him? He was like, you're leaving a lot up to chance. I was like, I love leaving shit up to chance. I just know I'm going to bump into him in the Hamptons, in New York. Like, we've been at the same parties before, like through Instagram. I figured that out. Like, we're in the same orbit. I think I'm just going to wait. And then I asked my friend, I was like, do you think that I should go up to him when I see him and be like, oh, I've seen you 3 times now. It's meant to be. And my friend was like, no, that's fucking psycho. And I was like, I'm going to do it anyway. Don't you guys think that would be fun if I just went up to him and I was like, I saw you at Coachella and I told myself if I ever saw you again, we were meant to go on a date. So I guess you have to go on a date with me. I don't know, you guys. And he's a Cancer. Don't ask me how I know that. But like, I wanted to date a Cancer man for a long time because I've like had enough of Scorpios and Tauruses for a while, and no more Pisces. Please, God, don't. Please, please don't send me any more Pisces men. So I don't know. I think it's supposed to be. Anyway, that's my update. Summer of Outside starts now. Let's talk to Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Tinks. Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm so good. I just want to say, obviously, you're not asking for my advice here, but I think you should do it. I think you should say what you just said you were going to say. Like, I ran into you or saw you at Coachella, and now I saw you again. I think that's so cool.
Right?
And I always say, Like, be your boldest self, because if they don't like it, like, then they're not your person.
No, totally. Cool. Totally. And it's, like, every guy, like, I like to test guys that way, which I think is, yeah. like, you know, I really have found that to be helpful, because that's honestly the lowest level of insanity you're going to get with me. So if you can't handle that, 100%. you will never make it through. So it's, like, we got to throw them in. If you don't think that that's cool, like, I don't mean to be rude, but then you're just not an interesting person. Like, if you think that that's, like, weird or boring, then we're just never going to vibe anyway. So it's better to just get it out the way, you know?
100%. No, I love it. Okay. Yay. No, I'm so excited to talk to you. I was at your walk in New York, and
oh my
it was amazing.
God. Yay. Thank you for coming. Did we get a chance to speak there? Did we meet there?
Okay. So, like, I was probably just as busy as you were. My brand was actually serving, like, the beverages, which was
insane. Well, thank you for doing that. That's so wonderful. No, it was so fun.
Literally manifested it. It was insane. It was our, like, launch, and we are just so obsessed with that. We are so obsessed with you. It was, like, we cried so much. Like, we can't believe that that happened.
It was such a fun day. It was honestly the best vibe. I was like, how can I make a national rich mom walking club that goes all across America? Like, that's on my vision board. I called Sethi and I was like, I want to make an international walking club for women. And he was like, okay, let me just think about how to do that. I was like, get on it, bitch. We got to do it. Because it was just like the best vibes. Like, it was honestly like, everyone is just so cool. And everyone said that. Everyone was like, oh my God, I made so many friends. And like, it just was like, there was no bad energy. Like, no one was like looking, you know how girls can be like, let's just put our dicks on the table. Like, sometimes girls can be like looking each other up and down, like pushing, blah, blah, blah. Not one bad vibe. And like, that is really cool. So I was like, I want to do this more. But anyway, thank you for being there. Thank you for launching your business in that way with us. That's so exciting and so fun. And honestly, people needed drinks, because of course we picked the day that it was 95 degrees, literally dripping
sweat. It was perfect. It was great to sling beverages that day.
So good.
Becky, if you need drinks for your national tour of walks, we're here.
Thank you. Well, wait, say your drink name so that we can all look for it and look it up.
Okay, well,
shout them out.
This is so embarrassing. I wanted to be like nondescript and not like identify myself in this call, because it's
that's true. Okay.
Whatever.
No, don't.
I will.
Okay. Whatever you want.
If I can, I will.
Yeah.
No, it's called Benny. So follow us on Instagram. Do all the things. It's like a better for you energy drink. So
I love that.
That's my little plug.
Everyone go try and follow. And yes. And now you don't have to bare your soul. Now you're like, now I need to talk about this really embarrassing thing.
Whatever. No, I'm embarrassing. It's totally fine.
Same.
I don't care.
It's fine. Honestly, we are cringe and we are free. It's like, if you 100%. Don't live embarrassing, then you're not living at all. So hit it, sister.
100%. Okay. So embarrassing, but whatever. Life is embarrassing.
Exactly.
So I have been with my boyfriend for 6 years now.
Oh, wow.
And we've been living together for 2. Yeah, okay. He's like incredible. He is like the most perfect guy ever. You were talking about like guys like taking themselves too seriously. Like, that is such an ick for me too. And I'm just like, oh my God, so thankful he's not like that. I was just thinking that. So yeah, been together for a million years.
Yeah.
And we've got this, my co-founder and I have this really exciting opportunity. So we're in Canada, I guess, for context.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yep. So we are in Canada and we got this opportunity to probably do this very cool thing in New York for a few months this fall.
Okay.
So I think just my co-founder and I would move down and it would be like, I'm on exchange, right? And just like, bye boyfriend, like we'd come visit whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, and this is what I tell my friends, like verbatim, I am like pretty engagement horny, and like he knows that, and it's been like enough time.
Yeah.
And I kind of just feel like if I'm going to do this New York thing, like I would either want to do it engaged and like have that like on lock, or just like if you don't want to like do that, then like maybe we should break up. And I don't like, I don't want, like, I don't even like saying that, but I'm like, I would like hate myself if I did this New York thing like long distance and then like 4 months later we broke up. Like, it's just such a cool opportunity.
Totally. No, yeah, I think that's like, you know, I'm generally against ultimatums, but I definitely hear you, and I think you're being reasonable. I don't think that that's unreasonable at all. You're kind of like, are we doing this, are we not? Like, have you had conversations? Like, do you have any inkling that it's coming? Like, do you have any evidence?
Like, we talked about it. Like, I am so like that. I would never put an ultimatum, and I try to keep it not cool girl, but like just casual. Like, if you want this, you want this.
Right.
So we've definitely like talked about it, and he knows like I think where my head's at, but it's always like he's very much like he would never want it to be like, he wants to think he's 100% in charge, and he wants it to be like this huge surprise and everything. So like, that's where it's hard to like have a real like like not ultimatum conversation, but you know, like that kind of conversation. I don't want to like steal his spot if it was like coming.
Yeah. Shoot. I don't know, girl. I don't know. I don't even know how I would like frame that convo because I'm like you. That's just not. I don't actually know. I'm trying to think. I'm sorry you called for all this advice, but I'm like, I
don't know. All good.
It's tricky because it's like, I mean, okay, let's lay out your options. Either you just carry forward and hope that you get engaged, which you might. There's a pretty good chance probably, right? Or you break up with him just like off the bat. And like, that's pretty hard and like pretty intense. If you're thinking about marrying this person, then, you know, that's an intense option. Or you tell him like, hey, you know, if I'm going to go away, like I want assurance that we're doing this, which is like an icky conversation to have and like could really throw off the vibe of your relationship. Or the only other option I can think of is like, hey, like if you get to the fall and you're going and he's not engaged, you could be like, I need to take a break while I'm away and you think about it and I'm going to go be single. And like, that's another option too. So those are your four options from where I'm standing. I don't know which one sounds best to you, but I would say whatever your gut is telling you, I do think that this is one of those situations where you got to go with your gut. Like if you have an inkling to just break up with him, then I think that that's something you should like explore and listen to. But I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Like I would say, like I'm pretty intuitive like that. Like I totally will like just do whatever crazy thing and follow my gut. I almost have a gut feeling that I'm like, just sit tight, you little freak. Like,
yeah,
it's going to happen very soon.
That's kind of what I
honestly
think.
Honestly, maybe he'll just hear this fucking podcast. So
yeah, I think like, I kind of think it's going to happen. Like if he likes the big grand gesture and you're going away for fall, I mean, he might think, ooh, I'm going to wait till she comes back because men are kind of, you know, not as smart as women. And like he might think that that's better, but like
totally
manifest. I think it's going to happen. I don't know. I have a gut feeling. Don't ask me why. I think you got a summer engagement coming in hot and you can hop off to New York with a nice ring on your finger. Let's all manifest that for Paige. And
yeah.
I think sit tight. You don't want to break up with him. You don't want to be single. You're just got ants in your pants about getting engaged, which I get. But usually that means it's like, you know, good energy. It's coming soon, I think.
No, I think you're totally right. Thank you. I'll send you pics when it happens.
And please do. Oh, my God. I'm dying for you to send me pics. Please, please, please. And thank you again for coming to our walk. I'm manifesting an engagement soon. I want to get a big picture of a big rock in my DMs and being like, I'm going to New York with a ring, baby. Or email us.
No, I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
I love you lots. Thanks. Bye. We're going to talk to Presley. Hi, Presley. Hello.
Hi, Kings.
How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
Good. So happy to talk to you.
Likewise.
I know that you're probably close to wrapping up, so I'll try and be quick.
Love it.
So basically, this question feels very high school, but it's fine. So I'm engaged and we're getting married.
Congrats.
And thank you. Anyways, I've been really struggling with the whole bridesmaid situation. Basically, what it is I'm going to ask a few of my previous roommates to be my bridesmaids.
Okay.
Some of them. And three of them still live together. One of them has just been like not a good friend the last year, and it's kind of been hard for me. But and like,
don't ask her.
Something that plays into it is like,
don't
sorry?
Ask her. Don't ask her. If she hasn't been a good friend to you, don't ask her. Do not.
Well, so here's the thing that I'm like worried about. It's like she's like, I decided to like say something to her because in my head I was like, well, you know, maybe I like tipped her off, like. Maybe I just did something and that's why she's been so like shitty in the past.
Yeah.
And so I kind of was just like, hey, like I've been feeling like, you know, maybe there's some distance or resistance. My other friends have also told me that she's like basically made it known she doesn't really, she's not a big fan of my fiance, which I'm like, okay, whatever. But like, why? And like, why does she feel the need to like, you know, have a bad attitude in front of everybody? And so I was like, maybe something like set her off. So I like asked her, I was like, hey, like, just want to make sure everything was good. Like, did anything happen? Was there anything offensive? Like, you know, I miss like having you as a friend and like laughing with you. And she was like, is there anything like specific? Like, honestly, no. And I was just like, oh, I've just kind of like gathered the impression that maybe something bothered you from like a couple conversations.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like, you just haven't been super responsive when I've, like, you know, asked hang or whatever. And she was just like, honestly, I've just been a sucky friend. Sorry. Like, I need to be better. Mm. So it was like, it was nice, but it was kind of like weird. Like, I think part of me wanted her to be like, oh, well, this happened.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, sorry, I was just insecure or whatever, but she didn't. And like, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. Cause I feel like it's going to be really rude to ask the others to be ones and not her. And so I'm like trying, I'm just like in the spot of, do I care or do I just say whatever? Like, you know, come one, come all, it's fine. Or like, I don't know. So yeah, that's my question.
Okay. We have 90 seconds. I'm going to do this as fast as I can. I really think that we should stop doing things out of feeling like obligated. But my only catch is that if it's going to make it more stressful and awkward for you in the process, then okay, go ahead and ask her. But like, for the rest of your life, she's going to be in those pictures. And for me, it would piss me off to no end to know that someone in my wedding pictures who came to celebrate with me, like, didn't like my fiance. Like, that would just annoy me so much. You know what? No, I'm switching back. Don't ask her to be a bridesmaid. She's been a shitty friend. She talks shit about your fiance. It's your wedding. It's your day. It'll be a little awkward in the beginning, but she's going to know. She's going to know why. So it's like, don't ask her. It's your wedding. You need only good vibes and good energy around you. Be strong, okay?
Okay. Okay. I love that. Thank you so much.
I love you. Congrats. I hope your wedding's amazing. Bye, babe. That's our show, you guys. I'll be back on Friday with an Eras recap and some more, some other stuff too. Until then, have an awesome week and share this episode with a friend. I love you. Bye. Try to keep it inside.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS.